Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen and take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are most welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. See, time and distance are no barrier to energy. And whenever you're tuning in, no matter how you found us, I think you're here for a reason. I hope that something in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, and helps move you forward. Now, many of us suffer from low self-esteem, self-judgment, and other kinds of self-rejection, and that can take us down a very dark road of unhappiness, depression, and fear. My guest on today's show is author and spiritual teacher Sherry Richards. And in her book, Dancing with Your Dragon, she describes a process of self-awareness that allows us to embrace all of the parts of ourselves, even the ones we don't like. She says that this process opens us to divine love, unconditional love, and can bring healing to all levels of our being. I will bring Sherry on the air in just a minute, but first, you know this already, fogcitypsychic.com. That is your go-to place to find out what I'm up to. And boy, things are hopping around here. You can explore the classes I offer, get the scoop on upcoming shows. You can stream past episodes of the radio show. Sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter. It really is not-so-monthly. I'm about to go on vacation, and I think the next newsletter will be in, August, maybe, sometime. You can grab a free guided meditation. You can even book a private session with me, if you're so inclined. And if you are feeling called to explore your own intuitive abilities, if you're waking up, and a lot of people are waking up and going, that's interesting. What do I do with these gifts here? If you are looking for a safe, protected space to explore that, you might want to check out the online psychic development intensive class that I teach. This is open to only a very small group of students, and it is a 4-session, interactive, live series of classes that I have designed to help you connect more reliably with your intuitive guidance and to be able to do that consistently, safely, and with appropriate boundaries. Now, the next class starts in early August, and you can get details at fogcitypsychic.com/intensive. And now, Sherry Richards is an award-winning author, speaker, healer, and messenger of the divine. In addition to her 30-year career in radio and television journalism, Sherry has also developed her skills as a filmmaker, actress, and musician. She's the author of an audiobook for children and the writer-director of an award-winning short film. Her spiritual studies include 10 years of training in a Sedona, Arizona mystery school that was founded by her mother. Now, Sherry's gift is the ability to bring a deep, loving presence to the dragons in each of us. And through this focused and accepting presence, that's when the possibility of change arises. You can find out more about Sherry and her work at dancingwithyourdragon.com. Sherry, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you, Karen. My absolute pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you so much. Now, this is a great book, And I'm wondering, there's so much in here. What inspired you to write this?
Well, I spent a lot of my younger years really suffering. I just didn't like myself. And in spite of the fact that I was very accomplished and people think I'm pretty and have all these kinds of things that you're supposed to have to be a good, accepted, loving person in society, I just found it difficult to accept myself, and it was very painful. And I spent many years studying a variety of systems and techniques, trying to find the way to inner love, to self-love. And some of the years in my mother's mystery school, those were helpful as well. But once I kind of got to understand what I was doing inside of myself, and a lot of my struggle came from a very intense and mean inner judge that lived in my head, and that I think and feel lives in many people's heads, that caused much of my suffering. But I was able to find my way into love, find my way into the heart and self-acceptance and into a connection with the divine. And I wanted to share that journey with other people to demystify it. Because when you get into mystical studies, often it's very confusing, especially the older materials that were so esoterically written, very difficult to understand. And I just wanted to put everything in very simple language, language of the heart, the language of the emotional body, really the language of the child, to help people come into contact with that wounded, rejected child inside that needs our love so much and that often we don't know is there and is the cause of much of our suffering. So the subtitle of my book is The Art of Loving Your Unlovable Self. And that is kind of the key, those parts that we think are not lovable for whatever reason, to be able to accept those parts of ourselves and allow them to be just the way they are. That is the space of the heart, the transformational, unconditional, embracing space of the heart that allows us to change.
And it's different. A lot of books about personal growth can emphasize, here are the things that are wrong about you. You know, are these 10 things wrong about you? Well, you need to fix them by doing this. And what's different about your approach is it really is about going inward first and waking up to what is there.
Yeah.
What's really there?
Absolutely. And that's being present to the unlovable self. You know, what is that unlovable self? So I spent so many years trying to change myself, trying to make myself lovable or make myself right or make myself good. And that's just not how it is. That's not how it works. We all have qualities and energies and parts of ourselves, and we can come to misunderstand certain functions in us that have a useful purpose, but maybe we decide that energy is not useful. And just depending on the family that we were brought up in and how our family identifies us. For example, if you are a very rambunctious, playful kind of a child and your family tells you you need to be quiet and stop and sit still and stop doing that, you might all of a sudden find you're squashing that rambunctious, playful, wonderful aliveness. And it gets stifled and repressed, and you find yourself contracted, and you think that it's bad if you have an impulse to want to jump up and shout something, because that's what's been imprinted on your psyche. But in actuality, there's, you know, wonderful places to express that kind of energy in dance, in music, in art, you know, or in sports or athletics. So it's a matter of becoming aware of what kind of programming you've taken in, and then rather than relying on the parenting that you had when you were young, becoming your own parent in a way, being able to, through the help of awareness and expansion of consciousness and connecting with the divine, being able to see what's really true about who you are and how you are. And then to give yourself the freedom and the space to allow your energies to come forth in a way that's beneficial. And if you have energies inside that are impulsive or doing things that maybe are not helpful for those around you, to become conscious of that too and find a way to begin to be able to choose how you want to be in the world and how you want to move in the world.
Now, the dragon in Dancing with Your Dragon. See, when you dance with your dragon, aren't dragons on fire and they've got big feet with the big claws? Tell me, what is the dragon that I'm going to be dancing with here?
Well, the dragon is such a magical, wonderful symbol, and it's very interesting when you look at it comparatively between cultures. So in the Western culture, the dragon, especially in religious teachings, is sometimes synonymous with the devil. It's often where we need to kill our dragon and slay our dragons and get rid of the dragon. Dragons symbolically are interchangeable with snakes and serpents in fairy tales and myths. So the snake in the Adam and Eve story and the dragon are interchangeable symbols. They're considered not so good in Western culture often. Now you go over to the East, you look in the culture of China, for example, the dragon is a wonderful symbol. It's a symbol for power and for the ability to move with your life, for prosperity. They love their dragons over there. So we're, and many people in this country love dragons too. As I was researching the energy of dragon for my book, what I came to understand is that it's simply about power, and most specifically earth power. So the reason that it gets to be it gets a negative rap in Western culture has to do with materiality and the material plane. And so much of the religious teachings in the Western world, there was a separation of body and spirit. And the spirit is good and the body is bad. And sexuality and the body, all these kinds of mea culpa beat the body because it has urges, all that sort of stuff. That got separated, and so we lost our connection with our physical forms, because when we're being run by, let's say, the dragon, we're being run by our survival instincts, and our survival instincts are to try to get what we can and get what we need in order to survive, and maybe not be concerned about other people or their needs, and or to just try to satisfy our desires, whether they're sexual or the desire for food or the need for some kind of stimulation through alcohol or cigarettes or whatever it might be. Those kinds of physical, emotional types of needs can be thought of as part of why the body can be troublesome in terms of the spiritual world. But this process is about integrating the physical and the spiritual. And the spiritual is actually the part that comes into the body and helps fill it up in such a way that you don't need the outer so much, that you become filled with the divine. And that lifts you. And that's what makes the dragon dance.
Now you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Sherry Richards. We're talking about her book, Dancing with Your Dragon, and we'll be right back after this.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is author, spiritual teacher, Sherry Richards. We're talking about her book, Dancing with Your Dragon, The Art of Loving Your Unlovable Self. And if you go to Sherry's website at dancingwithyourdragon.com, that's a great place to find out more about her, find out more about the book. You can even order the book on the site. And Sherry, you have a special offer, don't you, for the people who are listening to the show?
I do. You can go to my website, dancingwithyourdragon.com, go to the products and services page, and then put the book in the shopping cart, put all of my audios in the shopping cart, and in the coupon code box, enter Out of the Fog. Use your spaces and everything, Out of the Fog, just like it's written, and you'll get all the audios for free. So one more time, products and services page, book in the shopping cart, all the audios in the shopping cart, and in the coupon code box, Out of the Fog, and you'll get the audios for free.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
A little gift for your listeners, yes.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's great. Okay, guys, go get your gift, dancingwithyourdragon.com. We were talking about the dragon. We were talking about our self-judgment and the way our body and our spirit are kind of thought of as separate things. What is the dragonometer? And how can I use mine?
Well, the dragonometer is just a little device that I invented for my book that that allows you to expand your awareness. And it's a meter, so it's like a speedometer or an electric meter or any kind of meter that's in your world. Now, the key thing about a meter is objective. There's no judgment in a meter. So if you're driving down the street in your car and you look down at the speedometer and it says you're going 100 miles an hour, it does not say, oh, you're going 100 miles an hour and you're a terrible, rotten, awful person and you're going to get arrested and spend the night in jail. It doesn't tell you that. It just says you're going 100 miles an hour. And then you get to decide if you want to slow down or if you want to go 120 miles an hour and face the consequences of that. So the dragonometer is a tool like that. There's no judgment in it. And that's very important because when we're operating from a survival type of energy in our life, we're trying to get our needs met, we're looking for love, and we're maybe using our power. Remember, the dragon is power. And each of us have many powers, and power could be sexuality, for example, is a power. Anyone who has a lot of sexual energy is attractive, and they are going to have a power that other people are going to want something from them. And so they can use that power either in a positive way to help or in a way to manipulate and dominate and get their needs met. So you just want to use your dragonometer to notice, okay, maybe I'm feeling lonely and I want some attention, and so I'm going to use my sexuality to attract someone to me as either a male or a female, but I'm not really interested in being in a relationship with them. I just kind of want my self to feel fulfilled in this moment. And that might be just a little bit of a misuse of your power. That's something that your dragonometer can help you become aware of, and you can then try to decide, okay, do I want to use my power in that way? Or, for example, if you're a person that has the power of humor, you're really a funny kind of a person, and you're in a big group of people, and all of a sudden you decide to make a joke that's at the expense of someone else. And so everyone laughs, and you get a little jolt of energy because everyone laughed at what you said, and it felt good, but that other person had their feelings hurt. Was that a good use of your power? Maybe you decide that it is, but the dragonometer will help you see objectively, maybe I don't want to do that. Maybe I would rather find a way to be funny without doing it at the expense of somebody else. So these are just kind of little ways of becoming more aware of how am I using my energy? How am I using my power? And that's what the dragonometer is helpful for doing. It helps you expand your awareness without judgment.
And it also is focused, very focused in the now. Not, I'm going 150 miles an hour because I had a rotten childhood and nobody ever loved me and I have to. It focuses on the now, and that's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. It helps you wake up right now, here and now. And that's where you can actually make a change, is right here and now. It helps you become present. And so much of what I write about is about becoming present and aware and awake in the moment, in the now, because that's where we access our energy. And it's also where we access the divine. And so we do have, you know, often stories that come along with us as we grow up, things that happened in the past that were hurtful, that can create pain. But a lot of what I write about in my book helps to heal those things as well. And the main piece of it is, for me, for my personal healing and what I believe can be true for anyone who wants to practice this, is finding a way to get present to the higher energies, to what I call the divine, and to allow yourself to trust enough to open your body and to receive this divine light and love and unconditional energy directly into your cells and directly into those places where the traumas from the past are stored. What I've found is the body is, if you can imagine your body is like a glass, and you want to fill this glass up with the love of the divine. If the glass is full of all kinds of rocks and stones and sand and dirt, you're not going to get very much divine. Let's say the divine is water. It won't be able to fill up the glass because there's stuff in the way. So all the old traumas and hurts and pains and beliefs that we have about who we are and how we've been wounded, all these kinds of things, they live in our body like tension and like frozen ice cubes of energy that we want to melt with love and then release, perhaps with tears, perhaps with anger, whatever needs to come out, so that then the body becomes open like a vessel and the divine can just begin to drop in and feel you. I'm also a hypnotherapist, and I had done a session just recently with a client who had some really terrible experiences as a baby that she hadn't been aware of, and through the process she was able to let go of some of that stuff, and she literally found a golden baby of light inside. As the divine energy started automatically to come in, she felt her body warm up and began to feel energies moving within her that she'd never ever felt before, and it's quite profound when this happens.
Wow. And I think a lot of those of you who listen to this show have heard me say 1,000 times, with every breath we have a chance to make a different choice. With every breath, we affirm our intention or set a new one, right? I know that sometimes people are a little afraid because we do carry that judge in ourself. We carry that really harsh way that we talk to ourselves. We wouldn't talk to somebody else that way, that harsh way we talk to ourselves. And so a lot of people think that if they do open up to the divine, if they start to clear some of the rocks and sand out of that vessel, that the divine will be as judgmental and harsh as we are to ourselves.
Yes. Yes. And that's the big misunderstanding of the whole thing, because unconditional love, which sources in the divine, has no conditions. And that's a little bit hard for us to grok as human beings, because we're so used to conditional love. It's like, well, I'll love you if you do what I need you to do. I'll love you if you're pretty enough. I'll love you if you're the right weight. I'll love you if you're smart enough. I'll love you if you're productive enough. I'll love you if you love me enough. I'll love you if you cook for me. I mean, whatever the conditions are, we tend to be used to that kind of thing. But unconditional love literally has no conditions. And I liken it to space. That's one of the ways that it helped me to understand this unconditional space of the heart. It's like if you imagine that you have your heart, for example, is a big empty ballroom, and then all these different thoughts and feelings and characters that live inside of you are dancers in the ballroom. And if they come into the ballroom and it's empty and they want to, let's say, kick and scream and cry, there's nothing, the space is not going to stop that. If they want to turn cartwheels, the space isn't going to stop that movement of energy. If they want to laugh and jump around or whatever they want to do, space doesn't stop anything from happening. As long as there's space, you can move within it. And unconditional love is like that. It's like it has no judgment, no idea that wants to squash how you are. It's just openness. It's just acceptance. It's an embrace. And it takes a little bit to get, oh my God, I can just be how I am and be accepted within this divine unconditional love. And once you get it, the magic starts to happen.
Mm-hmm. And because that unconditional love exists outside of time, beyond time, through time, you can access and reaccess that as many times as you need to. So it's not like you get one chance to connect with the divine. Oh, too bad. Sorry. You blew it. I guess you'll have to come back in another. No. As many times as we need, as much as we need.
There it is. And all you have to do is stop, remember, breathe, and allow. Just connect to it. If you study the chakra systems and all of that, there's the crown chakra, which of course is your head, and the spiritual dimensions start above your head, and then there's a big power center that you have down in your belly, and the key is often to be able to get this divine light into the body and down into the belly, down into the lower regions, so that you can be connected and integrated at all levels. And all it is, it takes a little bit of practice. What I describe in my book, I write my book in three parts. The first part is the dragon, and I talk all about the dragon and what that is, and it's also about what I call horizontal living, which is our relationships between who we are as an individual and those in the world.
And
the world,
Sherry, we're going to stop and take a break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. When we come back, horizontal versus vertical living and more. We'll be right back after this.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, turning upside down with my guest, Sherry Richard. She wrote Dancing with Your Dragon, The Art of Loving Your Unlovable Self. And if you go to dancingwithyourdragon.com to buy the book, you know you're going to buy the book. So do it from her website, dancingwithyourdragon.com. When you are there in the product section, put the book in your shopping cart and then take all the audios, put those in your cart as well. Check out and use the coupon code Out of the Fog, and you will get all the audios free and only pay for the book. How is that? Pretty good,
That's
huh?
That's a cool deal, yep.
It is a cool deal, if you do say so yourself. Now, we were talking before the break. I savagely interrupted you. You were talking about the structure of the book, which is in three parts, and we were getting into the difference between vertical living and horizontal living.
That's right. So the structure is the dragon, the dance, and the practice. So the first part is about the dragon, and that includes how we work in the world, looking in the world around us, our relationships, all of that. And the second part is the dance, which is about how you work vertically with the divine. What is your relationship with your spiritual self, with your divine self? And the third part is the practice, because whether you're practicing awakening to your spiritual self, or you're actually practicing learning how to dance in the physical world, or you're learning how to play the piano, or whatever it is, it takes practice. And so we call them spiritual practices for a reason, because we're practicing. And I feel like we keep practicing more and more and more. And I loved what you said before the break as well, that this is a process where you, once you begin to master it, just like once you master the piano, you can sit down and play anytime you want, or once you master dancing, you just stand up and dance. Once you master connecting with the spiritual worlds, you take a breath and you're connected. Yes. You take a breath and you're in love. You take a breath and you forgive yourself for making whatever mistake you made, or saying something silly, or, you know, whatever it is that you did. You come back to the moment, you come back to the breath, you come back to the connection, you're forgiven, and that wonderful divine energy falls in and embraces you and lets you know that you're loved. You're loved. So back to the vertical versus the horizontal living.
Sure.
Horizontal living is when you're looking out to the world to make you feel good. So you're looking to another person to tell you what you need to hear about yourself. You're looking to food to make you feel better. Maybe you're looking to your job or to some kind of approval from from a person who's important to you, maybe creativity, whatever it is, if you're looking outwards, you're living in a horizontal kind of a way. There's nothing wrong with that. For example, I've been an approval junkie most of my life, and I tell some stories about that in my book. But it's very frustrating to be addicted to approval from the outer world, because when you need it from someone else, what tends to happen is you tend to find one person that is the one that needs to tell you you're okay. And they're, of course, the one that doesn't tell you you're okay, right? And then you're suffering. You're suffering and suffering, waiting for that one person to love you or to recognize you or to see you. It's very disempowering. So when you start living vertically, then you begin to develop the ability to tune in and to receive the self-love, the self-approval, and the approval from the divine. And it becomes very much about becoming aware, using your dragonometer to become aware of this judge voice that lives in the mental body. In the second part of my book, I break the bodies into four different dimensions. Different people break them into different kinds of categories, but I just use the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body, because I feel it's the easiest way for us to understand. And what happens if you stack those bodies, if you imagine that our bodies are either like Russian nesting dolls or stacked vertically, you find the physical on the bottom, and then the emotional, and then the mental, and then the spiritual. And what happens is, in the mental body, the thinking, chattering, monkey mind part of us, when that's going, yeah, blah, 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 you're terrible, you're rotten, you didn't do it right, you're not good enough, blah, 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 all of that blah prevents the divine from being able to come into the body, because it comes through in the silence.
Yeah.
So.
And it maybe doesn't so much prevent the divine from coming in, it prevents our awareness that the divine is there, that the divine is available, right? Because
yes.
All we hear is the yakety, 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 yak.
Exactly. We become caught up or identified. That's one of the things that my mom used to talk to me about in her mystery school. She used to always say to me, you're identified, you're identified. And I never could understand for a long time what she meant by that. But what I eventually understood about identification is when we get our consciousness caught in one thing, like if I'm identified with my emotional body, if I'm caught up in, oh my God, that felt so terrible, and I'm just stuck in this thing, and the boyfriend isn't calling me, and why didn't he call, and you know, he's never going to call me again, and then you get caught up in that, you lose the awareness that there's this whole other world going on. Like you said, the divine is always there. Or if you're caught up in judging yourself. So you have to begin to use your dragonometer again to discover where your consciousness is focused and how it's focused, and to begin to learn that you can move it. You have power. You have will. You can use your will to just change the focus, so that you open yourself to these other kinds of energies, and you can become aware at any moment that those energies are there. They're always there. Always, always there.
I talk a lot with people who are feeling stuck, who are in a place where they're waiting for something to happen, and they feel like nothing's happening and nothing's going their way. And as I'm listening to you talk about the difference between horizontal and vertical living, I'm just thinking about how a lot of times what we're waiting for is someone to show up and save us, somebody to knock on the door with a letter, and you open the letter and it says, Karen, at 5 p.m., turn on channel 7 and watch the third story, and that's the answer. And what part of what you teach in the book, there's a different way of looking at reaction. There's a different way of looking at action, a different way of looking at what are the possibilities open to us. Right?
Yeah, right, absolutely. And, you know, one of the key things that I find, it's if you can just allow yourself to discover the magic of what's happening right here, right now. It's always good to have an intention. It's always good to know what it is you want and what it is you would like to have happen in your life. If you have something like that, that's kind of what I call the male way of looking at life. There's a goal and it's out in front of you and you can be moving toward that goal in a way. But for me, the female way of being with life is to just get present to the energy and the magic that is happening in the moment. Because in the end, it's all about feeling good. That's what I discovered for myself. It's how do I feel good? And if I can feel good right now by taking a breath, by getting present, if I'm washing the dishes, by feeling the water as it dances over my hands, by looking at the light sparkling off of a plate, by going outside and noticing the wind as it blows through the trees or the color of the sky or hearing a bird chirp. There's so many things that are happening all around us at any moment that can bring really incredible pleasure. And so, yeah, we want things. We want a job or we want a career or we want to do the right work or we want a boyfriend or a girlfriend or all of these kinds of things that we want, and we can have those. But if you practice getting present to the aliveness now, you are changing the frequency of your body in a way that allows you to more easily bring in what it is you want. And the magical, paradoxical nature of what I'm saying is that if you practice what I'm saying and you change the frequency of your body and you bring in the light and you're able to just get happy right here, right now, then it doesn't so much matter if you don't get what it is you think you need or want. And so that's really freedom. To me, that's the ultimate freedom, because you're not dependent on the outside.
It is very freeing, and it also means that all the power you were waiting for someone else to hand you, you're holding it. You were holding it all the time, right?
Yes.
But first we got to get past that place that says, especially women, I think, we're not allowed to feel good. What do you mean do something that makes me feel good? That can't be right. That's not how it works. right? We're supposed to feel responsible, be in service. We're supposed to. And so first you got to get past that part too.
Yes. And that's part of the whole idea of dancing with your dragon. For me, it's getting comfortable with energy. To me, life is all about energy. And, you know, some people are like, what? What is energy? I don't really understand what you mean by that. It takes a little bit of time to practice. But it's like when you taste something, you put something in your mouth and you taste it, and if you really stop and be present to it, there's a sensation that happens in your mouth. That's a physical kind of a thing. That's a form of energy. And so when you develop body awareness, which there's energy that's circulating in our bodies, as you begin to allow your consciousness to drop from the head, where most of us tend to live, and move deeper, you can start to feel energy, life force, power. It's very much related to sexuality. When you're a metaphysician and you begin to study metaphysics and working with power and energy, they very much teach you that you have to be comfortable with your sexuality in order to do this work. And so often we're not comfortable with our sexuality because we're not really taught about it, you know? So we're in from back to the whole idea of the dragon and Eve and the snake and all of that. In the Western world, we were taught somehow that the body was bad and sexuality was bad. It's about finding a way to bring love to these lower energies.
Wonderful.
So as the energy begins to lift, like the Kundalini rising, when it gets to the heart, then it expands. You need to take a break, I'll bet.
I do need to take a break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We're going to jump right back on this when we come back.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Action!
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. It's true. You probably read it in the tabloids. I do love to boogie. It is true. My guest today is Sherry Richards. She's written a wonderful book called Dancing with Your Dragon, The Art of Loving Your Unlovable Self. And you can get more information about Sherry, about her work. You can buy the book and get a special gift at dancingwithyourdragon.com. When you're buying the book on her site, put all those audios that are on there, put those in your shopping cart too. And when you check out, use the coupon code Out of the Fog, and all those audios are free to you. That's your gift from Sherry. Now, Sherry, one of the best, the coolest parts of this book is that the third section is about practice. How do we make this real? How do we get comfortable with our power? How do we love who we really are? How do we access that divine unconditional love? And in the third part of the book, you've got a ton of great practices that people can use to further their journey. What is there one that you can share with us right now, or one of your favorites that people listening could maybe start with right now to get a jump on this?
One of my favorite practices is listening to the divine hum. And this helps a lot with this inner judge, this inner voice that we've been talking about, the one that beats up on us. Because what happens, I've discovered, is the inner judge tends to talk directly to the child within. And the child is very much connected to the emotional body. And what happens when that voice is going, yeah, you didn't do it right, you're too fat, you need to lose some weight, you're not smart enough, you're never going to get that job, everyone else is better than you, whatever it says, as it's saying that, the emotional body is responding to that voice, just like it would respond to the voice of a parent or any kind of authority figure that we look up to. It looks up to you in the same way that it looks to the outer. And oftentimes we're not aware that that voice is even saying the things that it's saying. It's happening subconsciously at a subconscious level, which is why the dragonometer is so important to use to become aware of what you're saying to yourself on a daily basis. So what happens is it hears those things and it starts to contract and get small and withdraw. It takes our energy down. It can make us depressed. So people are always wondering, how do I stop that? What can I do to break that habit? Because the judge is speaking on the mental layer and the auditory world, what I discovered is there's a divine hum that you can listen to. It's like the sound of silence almost. And it's discovered right in the middle of your head, right between your ears, kind of around the center of your head. And the way that you can get to it is, if you're not driving right now, you're just someplace comfortable, just close your eyes and imagine that there's a giant golden funnel way, way above you. Lift your energy and your imagination as high above you as you can and just visualize this golden funnel. And now just imagine that there's a tube dropping down from the golden funnel and it stops about 12 inches above your head. And two earbuds come out either side and go one into each ear. So you've got a golden funnel with a tube. And now just feel or sense or hear the liquid sound of light being poured into this funnel. Just allow it to drop down through the funnel into your earbuds. Just hearing that pitch, that frequency, that sound, right in the middle of your head. Just know that sound is a direct connection to the divine. Anytime you notice that voice telling you what's wrong with you, just choose to listen instead to that divine hum, that eternal sound of the divine that's always there. 24 hours a day, anytime you choose to tune into it. And if you practice this over and over, just listening to the hum, eventually that will become second nature, and the judge will get quiet and be replaced instead by this divine, peaceful sound that you can choose to tune into anytime you like.
Well, I feel better already. I don't know about all the people listening at home. It is about giving yourself permission to listen and taking the time to get quiet, isn't it?
Absolutely. And just giving yourself permission to, when people are first starting to meditate, and I do also on my website have a beginner's practice for those who want to learn to meditate. Sometimes there's a lot of fighting. Everyone thinks the idea is having to, you know, make the mind quiet. And you can't really control it, but you can practice just noticing. It's more about awareness. So when you notice that there's a thought going by, you begin to have a distinction between the awareness and the thought. Initially, we just are the thought. We're not aware that there is a part that's beyond the thought that is really more connected to our higher self or our spiritual self. That's what the dragonometer is all about. And so this awareness that is the bigger part of who we are has the ability to notice all these different things. It notices when the judge is talking. It notices when there's a feeling going on in the feeling body. It notices thoughts that go by. It notices things. And it doesn't judge them. It's just an expansion of consciousness. It's different than the thought or the feeling itself. It just takes practice to start to develop this ability to become connected and part of that expanded part of yourself. And I explain this a lot in my book. It was a big part of my journey in my mother's mystery school, was to develop this ability to wake up. We talk about waking up. That's what it is. You're waking up so that you can see more and discover what's going on and allow yourself to be on the more human level as well without judgment. Then it's easier to move forward.
Fantastic stuff. Sherry, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate you taking the time to be here. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Karen. You're lovely.
Oh, I am lovely. Thank you.
You are lovely.
That was Sherry Richards. She's the author of the book Dancing with Your Dragon, and you can find out more about Sherry and her work by the book at dancingwithyourdragon.com. On Friday, it's a double radio happiness day. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat at 11:30 Pacific, 2:30 p.m. Eastern on KKNW and the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And at 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern on Friday, top radio talk show host Marie Bernard is my guest on Out of the Fog Extra. So I hope you'll join me on Friday in both those places. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.